All right, this will be a little different from what you guys are used to, but the first few minutes here are just us having a back and forth as I get the show set up. I couldn't find a way to put it in later, and it was way too funny to let go. So you're going to have a cold open, a little different from what we're used to, with a regular musical intro. But if you guys don't like it and would rather hear the show proper, skip ahead to 5 minutes even.
I can roll a joint. I'm a great joint roller. You see these? Naturally.
I mean, natural, I don't know how I never noticed
natural
it
before. Joint rollers.
Grown-ass
man hands.
Why don't you just walk around and just do this if people
know? I should, actually. Like, you see these
that
hands?
That could be your pickup line.
These hands. You see these hands, girl? These hands are working, man.
Yo, can you always talk from right there? You sound so good right now.
I mean, hey.
Nobody dies on me. Once you clear a certain distance, like right here, I sound great.
Maybe we should
wait, you know what made me laugh? Is that you said those three words, and I don't think we tried at all. I'm not going to say like this.
Yeah, but you sound really good now.
I mean, thanks.
That's what I mean.
That's pretty much what I just did when he said I sound good. I mean, hey.
Now, the problem I keep running into with the game is every time I use my bait words, somebody else will call out the word I'm looking
for. Dude, I know.
So I'm about to turn it into a game where I set three words to get any of them.
But you make it kind of obvious. You're like, what's that thing with the butter? Like, you do it every time for the word you're trying to guess.
See, yeah, when
and
I was...
It's so obvious.
Yo,
every
yo,
time.
When
but, like,
I was, when
is
I,
so obvious with the butter. Like, you know that.
When I was trying to slip them in there, I was trying to get them, like...
Like, you should have been like, what is your favorite snack? Like,
okay.
Hot the movies.
Well, then, all right. If you're so smart, you're doing them this week.
I gotta carry the show on my back.
Yeah. Say that. You wanted to edit it too?
Probably get done faster.
Listen,
probably get done fast.
I would love.
Do you want her to write the cue cards too, bro?
For you guys to do,
do you want
something.
Her to come up with the ideas every week too, bro?
I came up with the idea last week.
I'm really sorry. She I came ever up with asked any of you to do anything. I can't even get you to talk into the fucking microphone. I think I want to let you cut the show.
I'm here today, bro. We out here.
That's so loud.
Just to piss him off the entire time.
I'm be like.
Just mumble for like randomly we talk like boom, boom. He stops and goes what and then he's like boom, boom.
Hey, this is Plan B. Shout out to the homies.
I hate it cause you sound good too. You'll never sit there
joint rolling hands.
That's why I need
got these
roll.
Joint rolling hands on did it. I call this
word.
One indica and this one sativa.
I don't know sativa.
Give me a word.
A word. Bro, I'm too
hamburger.
Indecisive of a person for these
hamburger.
Kind of questions.
I'm done. Here, these are your
thank
words
you.
For the week.
Penis penny.
Penis penny? Nobody's going to say that.
What's that?
What's that?
What do you call it when you put a one cent
on your wiener?
Yeah. If you had it, like, but they both have to start the same letter, what would that be called?
Can I have penis penny for 300?
Me and Plan B will handle this. We both have to do it. Penny bicycle cactus. You got it?
Oh my god.
Well, I got fucking tree dust all over me still. I probably smell
I
like a fucking cut down tree.
Mascara.
That's why I go all natural. Brought to you by Bare Minerals.
Are you going to talk about what happened in
Charlottesville? I love trying to shout out the most obscure endorsements.
Yeah, that's
why
it's like one of my favorite things.
Endorsements when you're here. That's why I love when you're here. We always endorse.
Brought to you by.
Plan B,
go
did you read
yourself.
These?
Or we, call
we both
out,
have to do it.
Or we call out a coupon
and don't
code.
Say the words.
No,
although I'm probably going to forget and be like, Penny! Penny penis!
Penny penis.
Cock cactus.
Penny penis pick the pepper.
Penny penis pick the pepper. That would be the perfect name for this.
Penny penis pick the pepper. Penny penis pick the pepper. Penny penis penny. Check.
Bro, this is going to be the best mic check you ever got from me, so get in where you fit in.
You want to know how I know I'm stoned? I just typed in email.com. All right, Zach.
What? Mic check.
Cross.
Hello.
Indeed.
I don't need yours. I'm going to point to you all way to make like a breaking news noise.
Like, da, da, da,
sure,
da.
Sure, yeah. Any way you want to interpret it.
Any way
you want to interpret it.
Like, what kind of news story does he have to be? Is it breaking news? All right,
I'll change it.
A car accident?
I'm going to change what I said. I'm going to point at you. And I want you to do whatever you would like to hear.
Where
I'm just going to point at you and give me whatever your dream intro
wait.
Would be. Alright, you ready?
Just in. Fuck you.
Nailed it.
There you go. I'll take it. Episode 15. Welcome back, guys. 420 something, episode 15. I'm going to apologize up front. Episode 14 went up today, and that's my fault. I had technology problems. I had a really busy week. I also have a million other excuses if you need them, but it's up. 15 will go up tonight. Episode 15. What's up, Zach?
You should just call it Fuck You.
Nah. Why do you want an episode to be titled that so bad? I won't do it.
Call it Penny Penis. Pick the
Penny
pepper.
Penis?
I'll find a way. We had this whole crazy conversation up front.
Yo, nailed it. Yo, Plan B is so solid. Perfect.
All right. So hold on. That's a couple things happening at once. I'm sorry.
I've never been so happy to be a part of something. When he said I went,
Anyway, what were we just saying? You got me so sidetracked.
Penny penis.
No, stop.
Penis Penny.
Penis Penny picked the pepper.
Anyway, that's a clip. I'll put that clip
penis
in there
Penny
somewhere.
Penis Penny picked a pepper.
I'll put that up somewhere so they know what that was. But
you just said, but how about we talk about how
who else
you
is here?
Forgot to put up the episode and how the new episode will be up tonight. And how can you listen to this new episode and the old episode that you took forever to put up?
Plan B's here. Cross is here. I think that was a long version of a plug, so plugs.
Plugs.
Zach?
What's up?
Where do you find the show at?
At soundcloud.com/420-something. The number 420-something.
Wow. Is it, that's not right.
Yeah, I was going to say, is
it's
it F-O-R?
20. F-O-R. The number 20-something.
He's improving.
Welcome to the show.
He's getting better.
I've been saying that exact line for weeks.
Also on iTunes.
The number 4.
And on iTunes.
Cool.
F-O-R, the number 20-something on iTunes and SoundCloud. How do you get us emails, Crust?
At 420-something. No, no at.
No.
420-something@gmail.com. The word four. Not spelling the number four. But yeah. Like
we also have a Twitter. He don't really use it, but if you get Adam on it, he'll use it.
Who's Adam?
At him.
If you get at him.
It's a resident thong.
We got somebody on our Twitter account.
There's a barrier
yeah, we
here.
Ballin'.
Crust doesn't always understand Plan B.
What is the Twitter?
At 420-something on Twitter and the Patreon. Patreon.com/420-something. Donate $1, $5, $10 a month. We have different goals. Shit like that. Start up front with the... I'm going to flip my own card and I'll pass them. Intros and show notes. Starting with the show notes, I'm going to start here. I want to alter the game a little bit. So what we're going to do is this week, I'm going to get Crust and Zach to... Or Plan B, you're fucking me up now. To try to get Zach to say the three words. So they already got him to say one. One of them was Penny. Let's see if we get the other two out of them.
Yeah,
like quick,
it.
Fast, like
that was incredible. What a moment!
We didn't even get into the show.
I will tell my grandchildren about that.
She was so happy that he got it. So they got two more. Let's see if they get them. Here's my show notes. What was I gonna say? Yeah, Game of Thrones. We'll do spoilers this week, but I didn't actually finish the episode. We'll talk about that. I just told you guys about the game change. One thing I want to talk about real quick. Two little things. I had like an odd idea. One, I read that Matt Murray let his dog eat out of the Stanley Cup. Are you mad at that?
No. If you win it, you do whatever the fuck you want to do with it. That's how it's always been.
Yeah, he has his day with it.
Letting his dog... You let your dog out.
Oh, my God.
Think about how many drunk people have drank and then thrown back up into that cup.
Yeah, true. I probably...
Yeah, but they clean the shit out of the Stanley Cup.
Yeah.
Only the people that, like, the
and
holders
every time
of the
cup.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's
just,
I'm
like,
going to guarantee you.
No, I don't think so.
No,
I bet you some
like,
little
oh,
person
shit.
Has been sat in that cup.
Little
and
person?
Fucked. You know, small enough to fit in there. Like, fit on top.
What do you mean, like, little person?
I mean, little person. I mean what I said, all right?
I also just wondered.
Was that a shout out to... I mean, what I said, isn't that what someone said in the show we watched that we probably can't talk about right now?
No, it's not a shout out. I really mean what I said. I mean a tiny
anyway,
person.
The only other thing I thought about
I
this
I thought
week...
you were being like a really clever way of sticking in.
No, we'll get to
nope, being very direct.
The only other thing I wanted to talk about real quick is I had this thought, and I wrote it down, I remembered this actually was on an episode of The League. But how annoying do you think it has to be an actual cop and every person in front of you does the speed limit? Cops don't want to do the speed
annoying.
Limit. We don't do the speed limit. And people
well,
do it on
the
nose.
Go the fuck around me then so I don't have to, you don't have to be behind me. That's what I can't wait for. I can't wait until they just go around me.
So then do you think that they just try to pull you over for no reason? Like, oh, you're going to drive the speed limit? Well, I'm going to get you as soon as you go one over then.
I think there's a grace period of like, even, unless it says strictly enforced, you get like 5 miles an hour.
If it's like 30 miles per hour, I go to 35 really and then put on cruise control.
So I don't even get lazy.
It's hard. Sometimes you're not paying attention. All of a sudden you're like 55 and I got crap. You know?
That's no, that doesn't happen to me normally. I just think it would suck that every person in front of you, like that'd be mind numbing. Every person in front of you does a speed limit. I've seen cops turn lights on.
Yeah.
I've seen cops turn their lights on and blow lights and turn their lights off. Or like just try to jump in front of. I saw a cop hit his headlights, two people pulled over, and he drove into Dunkin' Donuts. Just to get in there. Turned his lights on to get in there. So, I don't know. That was one odd thought I had this week. So, email. Have the weekly email. Have the hypotheticals. You guys got two more words. Let me see what you can do.
Wait, what do you mean? How do we have the weekly email?
Huh? I just got it.
No.
I'm not playing.
What?
Came in
Is that person psycho?
Came in 38 minutes ago.
Psycho?
Is she watching us?
I started, I could not get the word out.
Are you watching us?
Plan B was like,
are you the three
I don't even have my mask on.
We gotta call the government. It says, hey, yo, since the show was not put up last week, I did not get a chance to listen in time for the new episode, tisk tisk. However, I got about 20 minutes in and heard Krusty's article about shopping carts. If you ever want to know who's the piece of shit that leaves shopping carts rolling around everywhere, look no further but me. Sorry.
Wow, you're a piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to listening to two episodes this week, so I'll send you a review at the end. Step your game up with the cutting. Sincerely, 20-something who didn't get it either. So, that's funny.
I wanted her to say the movie because...
Oh, yeah, because we want to know. So, next review you write in, write whatever movie that was with the rule of thumb quote. So I'm going to pass off my cards now. I just wanted to get through the first couple because I love watching you struggle through reading them. What do you got?
History fact.
No, I wrote fart. I wrote fart on there. Which, by the way, I want to make that my ringtone.
History like, fart?
No, I want to make my ringtone you going, do you guys have the history fart card? I'm really looking for it. I think that is so funny. This one's kind of gross. Kind of like in retrospect, like Plan B would be like, oh yeah, what up? I'm down for it, honestly, if I'm royalty. But it said that the Ottoman Empire Sultan, which I'm not even going to take a shot at his name, it looks like a weird way to spell Abraham, so we'll go with that, had 280 concubines. 280.
How many kids?
A lot.
Did you see The Handmaid's Tale?
No, but I just got.
It is. So good.
Yeah, I just got Hulu.
Truly terrifying, but really good.
Because my family's doing this thing where we make a nice agreement. My mom pays for Netflix, I pay for Amazon Prime, and Catherine pays for Hulu. So that way we have everything.
Just get a Cody, bro. Those things are official.
Yeah, but they get you eventually.
My family, I pay for everything, and then all of a sudden they all want to use it. Like, oh, I guess I'll go on Netflix now.
Yeah, Xfinity came around with the banhammer. Started hitting people that were using Cody.
Yeah, it's gross.
Off their internet, because they can see that you're streaming.
They can see you're going through proxy servers, and they know which websites host. But I use Kodi sometimes. Like, I'll use it if something big comes out, and I don't have a chance to see it.
Every time I go to North Jersey, I watch the whole thing.
Well, that's what you care.
And I love it.
You're not watching
You don't have Kodi anymore? Click.
So what you got there? Flip me a car.
I'm driving 2.5 hours
to watch TV.
Put
the history
fun
card on the top of this.
Wait, how many kids do you have? Does it say?
It didn't say kids.
I feel like a lot of people are inbred then.
They probably, but 280 even if you got one kid from every one. How long? All right, round the table. How long would it take you to fuck 280 people?
How long is 280 minutes?
I mean, I could air that out. That's pretty fast.
280?
Yeah, we can get it popping. Why we can knock out like we can knock out like 15 a day.
Why don't you look up how many women Gene Simmons has been with?
Probably that's on record.
Way more.
Look that up.
He said it, I think.
No, yeah. He doesn't even have a number. There's no way he has a real number on it. He could ballpark.
Yeah, the ballpark is up there.
Oh, I
and
believe
it's more
it.
Than 280.
Well, he's been around a long time.
But that's 280 his life. This is 280 women at its
that
like,
are like
multiple
current,
times
that are currently
per one.
Producing children for you.
Yeah, like multiple times.
What are they?
My
doing?
Man had to have abs of steel. I'm just saying. Next card.
Do you have them all live in the same place?
Probably. He was a soldier.
Oh, my turn.
Do whatever
I forgot,
you want.
Sorry.
What's the? It's sideways.
Oh. Dun, dun, dun.
Question mark.
The worst drawn question mark I've ever seen in my entire life.
I don't care.
What is that?
One, two, or three, Plan B.
Three.
Okay. This isn't exactly hypothetical, exactly, but I was watching a movie the other day where all they did was put a square of duct tape on their mouth. And in my mind, like, you could get that off. Like, I've had duct tape on my mouth. If you could just purse your lips a little bit and stick your tongue through, it unsticks. So, like, do you guys think you could get, if it wasn't wrapped around your head, do you think you can get duct tape off your mouth without your hands?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, but what's it going to do for you when they're in the room? They'll just duct tape your head then.
No, I'm not saying that you're kidnapped. I just, if I took a piece of duct tape right now and put it on your mouth, could you get it off without your hands?
It would come off.
Why?
Because it's like sweat and, yeah.
Why are you sweaty?
Well, if you're in a situation where you've been ducted against your will,
that's actually really good advice. Like, if you're ever kidnapped, just start running around.
We can settle this right now. You got any duct tape?
I'll settle this live on show.
You've definitely had duct tape on your face that's come off.
You can get it off.
Yeah.
But do you think you could? I know I can.
Yeah,
I've done it.
Yes.
Yeah, I can.
Without your hands.
Get it off. Yeah.
What about you, Crosby?
I don't think so.
Why not?
I can't see myself doing that.
It's not
all
that hard.
All you gotta do is lift it up.
Yeah, it's not really that hard. You just keep licking that shit and moving your lips until it starts to loosen up enough where you can fucking stick your tongue out and just push it off.
Yeah.
It'll come right off.
Plan B's been kidnapped.
Apparently, I don't know.
Plan B's familiar with a kidnapping. I know I could get it off, so I just wanted to see. That was a question I felt like throwing.
So, if you're gonna kidnap John Chambers, wrap the duct tape all the way around his head because he can get it off his mouth.
Okay.
Fact of the day.
That's your second strike with my full name. One more and they get yours. I won't even, I'll make you real mad. I'll just tell them your middle name.
That shit's ugly.
Is it Eugene?
No, but
no, it's
wild.
Saxon.
Saxon.
See, Saxon?
Yeah.
Like a fucking boss ass Saxon warrior. Like a fucking Saxon warrior.
What do you got next?
Fuck the highway, I'll take the river.
Check this out. First of all, this is a would you guys do this, but this story's dope. In Munich, fed up with the grind of taking a bus or a bike to work every day on congested streets in Munich, Benjamin David started swimming to work through the channel. This burly beer garden worker now packs his laptop and clothes in a waterproof bag, which he puts on his back, dons his wetsuit, and slides into the river Isar for his journey. He swims about 12 minutes and cut his drive in more than half.
Sounds a great idea.
Would you do that? If you could swim to work instead of drive and you cut like...
What is he swimming in?
A river. It's probably not clean.
And there's like no sharks.
But it's Munich, so it's probably fucking cold. Yeah.
There's no sharks?
No.
Okay.
If that's your only fear...
What about other creatures like eels? Do they live in the ocean or the water?
Brother and sister ain't gonna bother you, man.
No. If you're at surface level swimming, eels aren't gonna bother you.
I would do it.
I think I would. And you get your exercise.
There's people that run to work.
No. Absolutely not.
She was immediately
people are just, I don't understand.
Ah, she's not doing it.
You also don't live in a city, though.
Right, I did work in Philly.
Yeah, but you had to drive from here to Philly.
From taking the train, I had to walk 5 blocks. But because I have free, I got like my job paid for my subway, I would literally take it for one stop. It started out because of the rain, then I just was lazy.
That's a confirmation that if humans could fly, we would consider it exercise and never do it.
Why? Swimming is difficult. You don't know if flying
would be hard.
I love
the swim, though.
What if flying isn't hard?
How would we fly, then?
What if it was like birds? Like, we just got to get the up, and then we're there. We just soar.
Do you think we'll start, like, pushing our young out the window to see if they can fly?
No, I think it'll be more like teaching your kid how to do a backflip than it will be teaching your kid how to walk.
No one taught me how to do that.
But that's what I mean. It's specialized. It's not like by 4 years old,
decide,
you better fly.
Your kid walks into a couple walls when he's younger, like, I'm teaching him how to fly.
No, early.
Never mind. I don't know.
He's going to end up hitting a power line.
Go ahead.
The girl from Clueless, because I was like, what if we did more things like
the
birds?
Blonde one?
Yeah, Alicia Silverstone.
Yeah, that's
she
her name.
Fucking,
back
I think, you probably have to fact check this because I don't really know.
I don't check facts.
But.
We just make wild accusations.
We don't check facts around here.
This is 100%
bro.
True. She like chews up her food and spits it into her kid's mouth.
Currently?
Yeah.
Oh my god. That's some Gwyneth Paltrow shit.
Dude.
Now I have a question though. When that kid
That's
gets
nasty.
Older and like goes on a date, do you think he's gonna chew his date's food and then spit it in her mouth?
No.
So imagine you're gonna make me throw up just thinking
about
it.
Yeah, imagine being a
that's
bystander.
Your,
that
your
restaurant.
Tinder date. You go to a date and a guy chews
that
up his food.
That is a lot of my Tinder dates. Trust me.
Feed me like a little bird.
He spits his food in his hand and just tries to give it to you.
No,
what
just,
do you do?
He tries to get it in your mouth from his mouth.
Do you just walk away? Do you just get up and leave the table?
I mean, you gotta try everything once.
No!
Just kidding.
You can't be serious.
No, I think I would laugh and then probably just leave.
Yeah.
Or I'd maybe be polite about it. Like, oh, I'm going to the bathroom and just leave.
How many Tinder dates have you left? Like, can I get a real bad one? Do you have a real bad date story?
Not really.
No?
A lot of times, I swear, like, Tinder's a lot of, you talk, and then, like, nothing happens. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is fine, because I really, really only go on Tinder when I'm in the bathroom, or, like, super drunk. And I don't really look. I just swipe until I run out of likes, and then, like, I look at the messages, because some people are just, like,
what's
I
some
just
of the weirdest
really,
shit you got?
Like,
there's gotta be one that sticks out.
I want you to, like, sit on my face. Yeah, shit like that.
I don't know.
I've only actually ever gotten message once.
That's good. I'll end it there. Flip the card. That's funny.
I wonder how many girls have just fought through a bad time just to get a free meal and then just leave.
No, I would. I will say like that's never like I would just go like no. First off, Tinder dates like I don't go like let's go to like Applebee's like I'm like let's go to a bar. It's always like a lot less awkward. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go get shit-faced.
Let's get real drunk
and then see where the night goes.
We're gonna fuck, it's Tinder.
I'm gonna sit on your face.
What do you got next?
Game of Wait, I missed it.
Okay, so we'll do Game of Thrones spoilers. Zach and Chris install a plan we don't watch.
Alright guys, here's your Game of Thrones spoiler warning. If you didn't watch the episode or you don't want us to ruin it, skip ahead to 27 minutes, 30 seconds.
I saw the first, like, 20 minutes. So what do you guys want to talk about? Amongst yourselves, I'll chime in.
Everything. No, I'm just kidding.
What was major? I'll watch it eventually. You can spoil whatever. I'm not worried about it.
What was major? John touched
what
the
dragon. What did you like?
I like the meeting.
So it is definitely rushed. But, like, I understand why they have to rush it. But it's, like, weird because, like, John will be like, I'm going to the wall. And then, like, literally the next scene he's at the wall.
Yeah.
You know? But that's like a major thing
that
happened.
Yeah, he didn't stop in Winterfell.
Yeah, and it makes me mad. But the biggest thing that I'm so happy about is, do you want me to say it?
Yeah, I don't care.
Oh, is Gendry's back.
Okay.
And he's looking fine. And
he's got a warhammer, and he knows how to use it, and they set it up perfectly.
But I wanted him and Jon to go to Winterfell so they could see Arya.
Yeah.
But
they'll get all the kids together eventually.
Now it's Jon, the Hound, the guy with the flaming sword.
Beric Dondarrion.
Yeah. And Jorah.
Okay. Wait, they're with Jorah?
Yeah.
Yeah, Jorah showed up. Oh, he pledged his allegiance to Daenerys again. Like, he went right to Dragonstone.
Instantly put in the friend zone again.
Oh, yeah.
John's just standing there like,
she didn't think he was going to live, probably.
No way.
That's crazy that he actually came back here. Right to her, too. That's funny.
And that happens in, like, a...
Yeah.
Like he just shows up there.
I don't mind them skipping the travel. Because
I know,
before they used to put
like,
side stories in the travel because they had the time and now they don't have the time.
No.
Right.
They're getting to the point.
But like I have no idea what the time frame is anymore. Like I have no idea when John left.
I guess we're just looking for story points instead of progression.
Well,
now,
John touched a dragon.
Okay.
Which really is
big
for him, especially with his like for him trying to get Daenerys to trust him.
Yeah.
Like now if her dragons will trust him, like obviously, he's trustworthy.
And that's confirmation on Jon being a Targaryen.
Yeah.
Well, they made even bigger. They made a bigger confirmation. Because
at the end of the episode, Gilly was reading it.
Was in the middle.
Yeah, it was like in the middle.
Okay,
Sam left the Citadel with a bunch of books, hopefully that one, and a bunch of plans, and they just left. I think he's going to the wall.
Yeah.
I hope he's not going home because, I don't know. He didn't really like his dad.
No, he won't go home.
No, he'll go to the wall.
Yeah,
he'll go to the wall. Does he know anything yet? I mean, he's obviously been...
No,
but he's been sending ravens.
Hold on. Stop right there. Because there's a lot of times where, so far in this season, I felt like, how could they know this? And people know. So I'm starting to think, like, as everything happens, just imagine everyone knows about it.
Well,
unless it's some dark alley deal.
Yeah, but they actually made a point about this. The maesters are all writing back and forth to each other about everything.
Yeah, so John...
Grand Maesters all know what happened to... the Tarleys, but they didn't tell Sam.
Yeah.
And he left before anybody
But do they know that Jon was killed and came back?
If the Maester...
Because they weren't believing the Bran thing.
Yeah. Possibly.
No. But Jon knows Arya is alive because Bran had a raven sent from Winterfell and had all that information put in there. It said, the Night's Army's coming here. I'm here. or Bran is here with Sansa and Arya.
Okay.
And he was like, I thought they were dead.
Like, super bitchy. And it kind of, like, throws me off because in my thing, like, she's acting like no one and, like, this assassin. But, like, I thought the whole point at the end when she was like, my name's Arya and I'm going home. Like, I thought that was the whole point that she didn't lose herself.
I think you took the message wrong. You're supposed to kind of be mad at Sansa at that point because Sansa is being very early Cersei-like because that's the only lady ruler she knows, and Arya sees it and is trying to put her in her place. So she reminds her who she is. And
right, but I feel like says, I do agree with her too. You know what I mean? Like I agree with Sansa because those guys all fought with them and for them. You know what I mean?
Anything else major? I don't want to just recap the episode. Meeting. I just want to hit the points.
The meeting between Tyrion and Jaime.
Oh, yeah.
They're Tyrion told Jon and everybody in their war room at Dragonstone that the only way Cersei is going to... They're trying to stop this war now. Like, I think they're at that point because they all believe Jon. And they're like, the only way we can get the rest of the human race that isn't our ally involved is if we bring them proof. So Jon and a group are going north of the wall to get a white to bring back to King's Landing to show Cersei.
Oh, okay.
But she knows. And she's playing, quote-unquote, along with their game. So she still has plans to do her shit. So I hope she gets killed, like, bad. Like, brutally.
Anything else you guys want to talk about besides that? Any theories for the next... There's, what, two left?
No, because it totally threw me off that they were all going north of the wall to bring the White Walker back.
Yeah, that's not going to end well.
I did not expect that at all.
I don't see that ending well.
I saw all this, like, culminating next season. I didn't think they would completely spin off of... the Game of Thrones, so to speak.
I saw something they were talking about how back in the day they tried to send like the arm that was like wiggling of a like White Walker to King's Landing, like way back in like the first or second season. But by the time it got to King's Landing, it was like done. Like it was officially. Like,
I think that's going to be the same problem. I think they can't get
too far south.
They can't. Yeah. Well, not even that. I don't think they can get too far from the Night King.
Yeah, maybe not.
Like, if they get too far from him, he probably can't control them to a certain point. Because I believe if they take him out, they're just going to collapse. Like, fall where they are, they're dead. Because he's controlling them.
Right.
And if he's not there.
So, you guys like the show?
No, I hate it, dude.
You want to congratulate Weiss and Benioff for what they've done thus far? That just rolls me right into my next point. I want to thank HBO for being our first sponsor. Go to HBO.com.
Shout out HBO. Thank you, Showtime. We appreciate you, too.
Stars, too.
Yeah, Cinemax.
Not Cinemax.
A.K.A. Skinemax.
Not that. HBO.com/420-something for 10% off a monthly subscription.
Forgot to thank Mr. Skin.
I won't thank him. That's not necessary. What else we got? We'll cut it there. I'll probably watch it tonight. And then two more weeks, guys. Don't miss the cultural phenomenon, 9 o'clock Sunday night. Dun, dun, dun.
Okay. So four question marks.
Okay, one or two.
This doesn't need to be so big.
One or two.
This needs to be bigger.
One
or two.
One.
Your boobs don't need to be huge, but you gotta have a big dick.
So no free Chinese for you.
This is going back on an idea that you kicked me a couple weeks ago, how we should start making some of these hypothetical questions like movies. I forget which one I had. It was, the Matrix-style learning, right? Mm-hmm. So I had this idea.
I thought it was like Westworld.
Oh, that's right, the Westworld one. I had this idea. What would you, if you could steal someone else's time, like that movie from that Jason Timberlake or Justin Timberlake movie?
Limitless.
No.
It's
In time. It was called
In Time. Really good.
If you could steal time and actually live longer, would you steal time from a stranger? Like they'd be dying for you to live longer.
We out here.
I don't need to ask.
Clapping your hours, clapping your days, years.
Taking all that shit.
There are people that are like you there, though. Can they see their
own
time?
Yeah, but we can get a pop.
Let's go one at a time. I'm gonna answer that question first by saying it's just like the movie. It's a clock on your arm, right on your forearm.
I thought it was above their head.
No, yeah. It was on their forearm.
No, it was on their forearm.
So.
And they like scanned it.
And they would like a coffee was 2 minutes or something like that. So would you steal time? Or are you cross? From a stranger, would you live longer?
Like
for someone
I
want to
say like yeah, but really no. Like I think I would end up feeling terrible. Unless they were like...
Fuck that.
I'd steal his time.
You can try, but you're already going to be dead because...
Can we do that now?
I'm stealing your time.
I was trying to figure out how to take years off forever.
Just took your time, man.
scanned her face with my phone. What about you? Would you steal time?
From a stranger?
No. No, from your best friend.
No, I mean, I don't know. I wouldn't.
A stranger? No. Would you steal from me? Well, I don't know.
I guess it would depend on who they were. I'd take someone's time if they had deserved it. If they took time from somebody else that was close to me.
Revenge time.
Or from me.
Revenge time. Come on, let's
take
play.
Take my time back with interest.
Almost adventure time. Revenge time. Okay, I'll let you. Are you done with your rant? Clapping your days, clapping your months? Do you want to say anything
but
else?
Anybody can get it. Grandmas, babies. Clap, clap, clap. We need these hours, girls.
Live forever to never do anything. I would, maybe. Yeah. I say yeah now, but you don't know. Like,
that's how I feel.
Maybe I steal a little bit at first to see how it feels. But if you're, so say
to
I'm
see
my,
how it feels. Maybe I'll do a little bit of heroin and just see if I like it.
If it's in a matter of time, like ticking down, what if it's like now? So like I'm 26. My time is still long here. Or at least decently, I would assume.
Well, you don't know.
So if I were to steal like 20 minutes, I wouldn't even notice 20 minutes. You know what I mean?
That's you assuming you live, like everybody lives for a certain amount of time. Like, it's randomized, bro. You could be born with a baby with 1 minute.
All right, well, let's say I had a decent amount. If I had no time left, I'd probably be in panic mode. Everybody's afraid of death. I'd start stealing. I'd be swiping.
That's the thing. Like, it also depends on how much time you have left. If you got, like, 26 years left, like, what do you care? I'll worry
about
it later.
10 minutes?
Why not have 100, though?
Yeah, but what are you going to... There's no currency. It's all... Yeah. What power are you going to hold?
You got a lot of time to figure it out.
Can you be shot and killed? And then your time just goes to whoever the
Let's
killer?
Say no, no matter what it is. Oh, if to steal time, sure. I guess so, yeah.
Like, what if you had, like, 129 years and I shot you in the head right now? Do you live and I just get to take your time?
I guess we'd have to set time amounts on murder. Like, does it just wipe my clock? Or does I have 129 years. Does it take, like, 100 years
I'll
off?
Take it
I
in a pension.
Like, I feel like it would just wipe that shit.
Yeah, I feel like it should.
Like, you gotta be clinging to get the minutes off there.
Where's your leftover time go, then? Like, if someone doesn't kill you and
the
I die abruptly.
The motherfucking
goddamn
government.
They need all the time.
You sons of bitches.
It goes to the middle of the Monopoly board, dude. You gotta land on
Who
free parking.
Who gives the president
the time.
His time?
Birth? Like everybody else?
No, but I mean, like, obviously, the if he's running low, they're not gonna just let him die.
Yeah, they will, because then VP's next.
Why wouldn't
How
they
else are
die?
We gonna get Julia Louis-Dreyfus in office? What's the next card?
Manny Man slaughter the mammoth.
Okay, this is like a Just Desserts type story. I'm pretty sure this is the...
I'm pretty sure you just spit on me.
I'm sorry, it was water, I promise. This made me feel good. Ready? I'll just read you the headline.
I was spitting on you. He's talking about now he's getting into how the headline makes him feel.
Yeah. Big game hunter trampled to death by elephant he tried to shoot.
Good.
Karma. Yes.
Good.
You karma. Fucking dickhead.
Good.
I knew you guys were
karma.
Like, that's what you get.
Fuck.
Don't go
man,
after an
so...
elephant. They're smart as shit.
But
he
like also like they're
there
like super emotional, so I feel bad. Like
an elephant trampled
crime.
To kill a man who was part of a hunting group this past weekend. The Associated Press recorded. Citing the Namibia press agency?
Namibia?
No, there's an M. I don't know.
Nambla.
Not Nambla. Maybe Nambia? Whatever.
That's what
Jose
I just said.
Mongolevs? I don't do last names. 46-year-old from Argentina was on a private hunting trip 43 miles outside of a small town when he was killed on Saturday.
Wait, he was 43 and he was 43 miles?
46 years old from Argentina, 43
like,
miles
wow,
outside of a small town. They're throwing a lot of numbers at you. He had a hunting permit. His family had been notified, but that's what you get.
Yeah, congratulations, you're an asshole.
The elephant apparently saw the group of professional trophy hunters, two of whom were Argentinian and three natives from afar, and charged the group before they had time to set up, aim, and shoot. That's what you get. Just trampled. That's almost like an Acme cartoon. Trampled by the elephant as you're trying to load the gun.
How do you go hunt a dangerous animal and not be prepared
to shoot it?
Why do you hunt elephants? Like, are you going to take that home?
I don't know.
Because
people are fucking assholes.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. But what about the rest?
They leave it.
They leave
They're
it.
Fucking
no,
assholes.
I know.
Like,
I don't hunt. I don't agree with it.
No.
I'm soft though. That's why.
No hunting.
No hunting.
I agree with it if you're gonna.
Yeah,
and
if you
use
the
animal properly.
Well, yeah, if I use
and
every bit of it.
The spirit, then
if you do
take
it for
further yours.
I use the bones for a tiki, eat the meat, make pelts.
Yeah,
bro. Sports fucked up.
Fucking make it's soap just, out of the fat and all that shit.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah.
It's just as bad as dressing somebody up in camo and giving them a 30-second head start and making them run.
When good old Trumpy Trump is done bombing these motherfucking North Koreans, there's going to be nothing left. We're all going to be skinning two-headed squirrels.
Yo, you think it'd be like Book of Mormon? What now?
Eli?
Book of Mormon? It's not. I mean, I hope it's like that.
The Book of Blowjobs.
Call it the Woman in White.
Yeah, Trump bombs North Korea, and everybody over here starts singing about the Book of Mormon. No, were you gonna say the Book of Eli?
Yeah, because I would go look for the first blind person and just stick with them. Oh, spoiler.
Stick with them.
Spoiler for an old ass movie.
Yeah, Book of Eli's like at least 10 years old, so that's fine.
When I first saw it, I had no idea what it was about. I just knew that Denzel Washington was in it.
Bro, the first three times, I didn't even get it. I was like,
yeah,
what the
I was
fuck?
Like, what is happening in this movie? I don't get it. Like,
what goes on in his house?
I was like, what's so important about the book? And like, what happened to everybody?
Yeah, somebody spoiled the movie before I saw it. And I was like, I don't care, I'll never see it. Then I watched it and was like, fuck, I wish I didn't get this spoiled for me.
Yeah, I mean, that was cool at the end. I was like, oh my god.
The book was in Braille.
Yeah.
It was dope. Spoiler.
Spoiler alert.
I got to watch it myself without any spoilers. Or
it's a good movie.
This is better.
Oh, the third one. She just Goldilocks my three question marks.
I mean, it would be the worst of them.
Right.
It would be like
porridge is just right. It's really nice.
Yeah. It's not just right. It's okay. It's like it's just better than the worst.
It's got a hairy bush though.
It could use a little sugar.
A little sugar next time. So, if you could create any animal, what would you make and what would you name it? I'm getting some shifty looks around the table. Take your time. Think about it. Create
so many.
An animal.
I would create the power to create as many animals as I wanted.
No, you don't get to make
you don't
powers.
Get to just.
You just make
what are you,
an
God?
Animal.
You just named yourself
actually,
God? Like,
actually, Kristen does mean Christ-like. Just putting that out there.
Oh, just putting it out there. You're crusty.
That's rude.
I think I make cat dog.
That's not bad.
Oh, like we. Oh, we don't make up an animal in our head.
No, you just make
little
an cat
dog.
I'd want cat
no, because cat dog, I just don't understand the bathroom situation.
I'd be able to, I'll let you know when I find out.
Okay.
Okay. The main reason I'm making cat dog is I want to see where the shit comes from.
What if they just share one butthole right in the middle?
What if it's like...
But like, what if one's like walking to work and... No, I guess, did they work in that show?
If it's a cartoon, well, they probably work.
And in this world, they're my pet, so they don't have to work.
All right, I don't want to get derailed on how cat dog takes shits. Create an animal.
I mean, I feel like we have the perfect animal.
In a dog?
Yeah, we're just making it be able
I
to
I feel
talk.
Like a wolf panther would be fucking awesome.
Thank
a
you.
A wolf panther.
What are you going to name it?
I feel like a dragon dog. That's it.
Okay,
that's
what do you name it? Name it.
Krustykins.
Krustykins?
That's the softest name for a badass animal I've ever heard. Plan B, what are you calling that? Would you say Wolf Panther? What do you call that?
Wolf Panther.
What are you calling it?
Like, what's his name?
Yeah, like the species. She named it Krustykins because she thinks it's hers. Like, you're creating a whole species. Name the species.
Krustykins.
Okay.
It would be like a... I don't know, a fucking...
It would be like a cat dog.
You can just call yours cat dog. That one was easy.
I don't know, what would you call it?
I feel like a Wolf Panther... would have
a Wanther.
A Wanther.
Go down to McDonald's, get a Wanburger and some French fries. How about a Wanikin? Def Leppard sucks. I think I would just get... I would just want to make a dog that was big enough for me to ride. Oh, so you were thinking like never-ending story, weren't you?
No, that like thing freaks me out. Like, it just, it's not cute.
So creepy.
Yeah, like, I don't... First of all, I remember like watching movies as a kid, but I really don't remember what it was about. And, like, I just remember, like, there's, like, a princess
remember where the weird-ass
right?
part
like,
when they, like, shoot him with a needle and shit?
No.
What?
What kind of needle?
Don't they, like, shoot him with a fucking needle or something? He's sick or some shit? That big dragon thing? the old lady
dog.
And the old man, don't they fucking, like, shoot
know,
him with
man.
A needle or something?
I watched them once, like, a long
time. Bro, I watched that movie mad times when
obviously.
I was little. But it's been a minute.
When
so
I was
I
little,
could
it
be
was,
completely
like, Toy
wrong.
Story and Oliver and Company on repeat. That's what we watched. And The Brave Little Toaster.
We loved Carpool.
Shout out to Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Yeah, I watched that. Mary Poppins. All that shit. Old Disney. That shit was fire. What was I going to say?
Bam.
What were we just talking about? Oh, your Wolf Panther.
Yeah.
So what would I, if it's me then, so you would get a dragon dog, you would make cat dog, wolf panther. I think I just want a dog. No, because that's like your dragon dog. You could ride that. I want like a panda.
Only I could ride that.
Oh. I want like a panda that could climb trees and carry me
pandas,
in a pouch.
Oh my god, no. You want a panda sloth.
No, I want a penguin.
They're so cute.
I want a penguin that I can sit in and we can like swim.
So you're not combining any animal though. You're just making larger animals than they really were.
Then I'd make a penguin bear.
Penguin
panda.
Bear?
A kangaroo.
I'd make a pan penguin. Pan penguin. Wait. Panda penguin. I'd make a pandanguin.
A pandanguin.
It'd be a panda that I could sit in a pouch that I could, like, go underwater with. So I could climb trees and swim underwater in my pandanguin.
Which one of those two animals has a pouch?
Neither. I'm making it.
He's going
to... We're making animals.
Gonna have a kangaroo tail and pouch, too.
I'm going to add a pouch.
You have one butthole, but two, like, clearly different animals. He can have a pouch.
Yeah. Or I'll just combine...
This is a long... Tell me you haven't been wondering that since that show aired. You can't tell me you and your friends didn't have one conversation.
A pan,
like,
peng,
cool, but like,
a
where
pan
is it?
Like, did they go outside or they go in a litter box?
I don't know. It's Nickelodeon. They don't show pooping.
I think a cat dog would just poop like whoever ate the shit comes out the other side.
That's what I think too.
Like out the mouth?
Yeah, of whoever didn't eat it.
Like the episode of South Park?
Yeah. I didn't think we would ever get down to. I never thought this show would come down to cat dog's gastrointestinal tract. Never, ever. What else you got?
Grandpop getting it.
Oh, yeah. This was dope. I actually forgot this was the last news story. This year, a 76-year-old man from Brazil won a pageant competition.
For what?
Beauty pageant.
I know, but like, what was the title?
Oh, 74. It says 76-year-old former construction worker in Brazil now has the new title to go besides grandpa. He's Sao Paulo's most handsome elderly man. Jose de Santos never beat out 24. Oh, I just read that name wrong. Jose dos Santos Neves. It looked like never from the corner of the screen. Beat out 24 other hunks to win the coveted title of Sao Paulo's handsomest elderly man in 2007, a pageant for senior citizens. I would go to that and get so turned up. Like, I would get hammered in the audience.
I want to be a judge.
Holding up signs for who,
like,
I want
Grandma!
To win.
I thought you meant he dressed up in a dress and went to like a woman's beauty pageant.
No, they
won.
Held
that would be a great story.
That would be a way better story. I'm going to just act like that's the story we read. 76-year-old man from Brazil cross dresses and wins Brazilian beauty pageant for 20-year-olds.
Facts.
It's talentless.
Brought to you by Caitlyn Jenner. Fake news. Her face. Yo, your face.
We
I can say what
I'm
I want.
Out.
Nah, you're going to back out on that one?
Yeah, I'm out of here.
Nah, that's not true.
I saw me and Caitlyn Jenner.
I just wanted to bring a feel-good story. Old people have beauty pageants. I like that. That makes me... Listen, I'm going to be a silver fox. Shit's already written in stone. So, like, I'm going to be in Brazil winning beauty pageants. I'm gonna be that old guy who's like 80, dark as shit, looking like leather, wearing a fucking Speedo on the beach.
You also
you're
look
gonna
like
rotted
you
leather.
You also look like you could age like Rick Moranis, so though.
Yes, that I see. That I see. That one makes more sense.
It's a good thing I have no self-esteem already, because you guys be fucking me up. What else you got? Oh, outros. That's our show.
Peace.
No. I don't ever let you just close like that. We're going to go around the horn. Around the horn, ESPN style. Where do you find us? Plan B.
iTunes.
And?
Oh, yeah, pick the
and
easy one.
Twitter.
No. iTunes and SoundCloud.
SoundCloud.
What do you search on iTunes and SoundCloud?
FOR20-something.
And it's also soundcloud.com/420-something. Cross, what else you got?
420-something @gmail.com.
Send us your emails, reviews, thoughts, ideas, news articles, things you want to see us do on the show. Once I do get us up and streaming, I'm going to do Plan B's idea of the Wheel of Misfortune. I'm going to make like a wheel. We're going to spin it and have a
And we're going to make Zach Como sit on a cactus.
That's going on the wheel.
I am not the butt of every game in this.
Wait,
so
sit
we
on,
are
yo,
going to make
sit
this
on
work
what?
Everybody.
You won't sit on a cactus though?
It's going to be like a wheel, and I'll just... Like, it'll have little prongs to make the thing stop, and every little slot will be something bad we gotta
Wait,
do.
What did he say? Sit on what?
A cactus.
God damn it.
Or
I
we
thought
could
I
have
was gonna
ride a bicycle down the hill.
What
with
hill?
Cactus in.
What hill?
On the bike.
Yeah. It's too late.
Yeah.
You ruined it. Bye.
The last two words I didn't get were cactus,
cactus
and
bicycle.
But I fucked it up. I forgot.
You know, when she came to me and said,
what did he say cactus? Zach said cactus. Zach just
said
it.
What did he say?
This week's
wait, he said what? Cactus what?
What was that word he said?
What
about cactus?
What?
It was penny, bicycle, and cactus.
Or cacti?
You guys nailed penny in the first 2 minutes and coasted on your laurels. Like, you were like, we got
when you started talking about closers, I'm like, oh shit, we still got two words. I'm like, how the fuck can I do this? I'm like, I can't ask if there's cactus in Brazil. Like, because you had Brazil.
Yeah.
You're talking
cactus.
About Brazil. I'm like, and I couldn't figure out a way to slip in, like, yo, is it cactus or cacti? Like,
at 420 something on Twitter.
Holla at us.
Tweet us.
Plugs.
What's the last plug? The hardest one.
The Patreon?
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
What is it?
Patreon.com. Just kidding. I don't really know.
That was it. Keep going.
Yeah, donate money and stuff.
No,
and for FOR20something.com, something or other. Just hit us up on there. Patreon.
That one really got away from you. Patreon.com/420something. FOR the number 20 something. Donate money. Help us get the show off the ground. We need one more mic and a video camera so we can start streaming.
And I gotta pay my phone bill.
It is not going to your phone bill. Also, if you know any of us, anybody on this show, and you run across us, sign a dollar with a big black Sharpie and give it to us.
And give us a $100 bill that's not signed.
No, that's not necessary.
Can we get a review from out of the country?
Sign a dollar. Yeah, we still have out. I'm glad you said that. We still have out of country listeners. I want reviews.
Kind of curious if there's any out of state listeners and if we have accents.
Definitely.
I can tell you if we have out of state listeners. But I can't tell you if we have an accent.
Yeah.
No, I've been told I have an accent.
She wants them to say we have a weird accent.
Yeah. So I know people were listening from other states,
Zach,
actually, for
Zach,
a fact.
Say bicycle in British.
No.
That was a good try. I'll guarantee you. You didn't. Never
even though he knows.
Yeah, he already knows. Anything you guys want to leave him with, Zach? Last thing for this week?
Watch Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Don't miss the cultural phenomenon.
Catch up if you can't. I've gotten enough people to do it in a couple weeks.
Yeah, it's not long. You can catch up. Watch Game of Thrones. Don't miss it. It's gonna be epic. You're gonna miss a moment like the moon landing. Again, a word of our sponsors, HBO.com/420. Jack Cross, what are you gonna leave with?
I'll see you guys in like a month.
This is the last one.
Oh yeah, that's right. Going away for work.
Mm-hmm.
We don't even like you.
Good.
Plan me. What's your last words?
Be kind and rewind.
Hey, there's people listening that don't even know what that means. They've never had to rewind. Anything.
No.
Think about that. Yeah?
No.
When's the last time you rewound?
Yeah, there's
a
like
Blockbuster?
Yeah.
Blockbuster.
But you got like,
do you remember how cool it was to have that thing you stuck it in and you went like this and it was like
the Dropbox?
No. The thing
I used to
it.
Love
oh,
the Dropbox.
Rewind.
It was just a rewinder.
I used to go and be like shoot across the store.
I just saw a picture. It's like nobody these days know how lit this place would be on a Friday night. It's like a packed Blockbuster.
Yeah,
like,
I used to be
waiting outside.
They'd be, oh my god, all the snacks would be off the shelf.
The discount bin.
Be like,
be going through that shit for mad long.
Five movies for $5. It was the best shit ever.
Shout out to our sponsor, Blockbuster.
They sponsored us and then went under.
Sad to say,
Stan. Where are you, Stan? So, Cross, we're going to miss you. Do you guys want to play her off? What's a goodbye song we could sing her?
No,
it'll close the show.
Hey, hey.